There has been some time between the recording of this opener right now and when I recorded the episode. So I don't remember what kind of situation I was in at the time. It's been a little too long with no updates, and there's a very important valid reason. But it is also a reason that is expensive and a thing that I cannot... I don't think I'm allowed to say, and I know it sounds like tantalizing information or what, but that's really, my hands are tied up. I may, because it is in my personal nature to overshare, find a way to talk about it sooner than later while keeping all parties involved safe. But for you, listener, don't worry. Everything's fine. And as long as everything's fine. Yeah, that's all. That's the thing that's been preoccupying me is some personal stuff, some planning things. We're launching some stuff. That's the thing that matters to you. The personal stuff, things that matter to me. And it was taking a lot of my time and energy. And if I remember correctly, this episode, I was sick. I was unwell. And I'm right now, I'm still sweating a lot, even though the temperature is cold. I'm not super recovered, but I'm here. Because you are here. Thank you. And here is the episode.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Mental Pacha podcast. Hi. It's been a while. I've missed you. And I missed a bunch of other things. But this time, we're here. We're here now. And that's what's valuable to me. I hope it is to you also. You notice that Spotify changed a little bit of the features. Like, if you open the app now and you tap on podcasts and shows and you scroll down, it looks a little different. I don't know how different it is supposed to be, but my timeline, social media timeline communicates to me that Spotify is trying out this new feed where you can see Spotify videos on the podcast. This might move me into putting the video portion into Spotify, which I'm not against. I just also know that I may then have to consider what other bonus things I could put into the Patreon proper. Listener, you know there's a full version of the video thingy of this episode available on Patreon? Did you know that? It's free. Every recent episode's video version is always available on Patreon. If you want the backlog, you gotta go and pay for access. It's as low as 5 ringgit to support me talking to you via your device of choice. It has been a while. I acknowledge that. So many things have happened. Silicon Valley Bank collapsed. Michelle Yeoh won Best Female Actor at the Oscars. Congratulations. And it hit a lot of my friends a lot, like heavy, big. This is all they can talk about. And I understand it because it's something somebody from Ipoh can achieve. And it's a place we've all been. Michelle Yeoh is a person like us, like literally like us. They know that A&W sometimes threatens to shut down. They live here enough to know that there's different kinds of apambali. There's a thick one, there's a thin one. They know how to speak Malay. They know that nobody is proud of being from Langkawi. It's fine if you are from Kedah or if you live there in Langkawi, but you're not going to be just saying, oh yeah, I'm from Langkawi. No, you're probably raised somewhere where there's actual, you know, there's not tourist money in there. What am I saying with that Langkawi thing? There's something about port cities where people aren't usually proud of being from there. You get what I mean? Port cities. I don't mean islands. People are proud from being on islands for sure, because islands are self-sustainable, and you're proud of the big fuck you to nature. Meaning, I'm the only landmass in literally the middle of the sea, but we are able to sustain ourselves. Fuck you. This is the Singaporean arrogance. This is the Penang people disregard for traffic laws. And the upturned noses at other food that pretend to be from Penang, but the real Penangites know, blah blah blah. But port cities don't really necessarily have a particular loyalty. And there's a particular type of port, which is like the port that is in the in-between. Like Port Klang, you are proud to be from Klang because that is a port that stays there, but it also a place where a lot of stuff come in, and it is a center of commerce, and so you're proud of carrying that burden for the region that you feed. Like all the stuff that we get, if you order stuff overseas, it might be that they come from to Klang, if you're a big retail vendor or whatever. But also there's port places like but the place I'm talking about is Langkawi and like Labuan, where only tourists come in, or you can just come into work, and then there's no real loyalty to that landmass. Anyway, back to this Ipoh thing. Michelle Yeoh is this Ipoh girl, and she did it. She won an Oscar, which let's not we don't have to examine what the Oscar means, and how it itself as an institution is a little weird. But and by weird I mean maybe we should really support the Oscars. But anyway, but this is great that she gets all these eyeballs globally. And she's not the only Malaysian who you know personally have made it. And these Malaysians are often people who leave. I don't know if I've mentioned this on the podcast. I feel like I may have. But there are other people who are great. Malaysians, they are overseas. And I follow a lot of them. And most of them are, I don't think you'd be surprised to know, non-Malay. Because if you are Malay, Malaysia is still the best place to be in, because the government will do every underhanded, not nice, mean, cruel things to your advantage. And even if you feel like you're not taking in the privilege, that means you have the privilege of not having to endure the things that non-Malays have to deal with. And so it is very rare in my research to know Malaysians who are successful overseas who are also Malay. The people who are, and I follow them, they are successful in so many different fields. Like, who do I follow? I follow Ling Lo. She's a writer, comedy writer for BBC. And she's just chilling in the UK. Cassandra Cao. They are a person who wrote, who writes novels, horror novels. Hammer on Bone is one of them, and also writes for Ubisoft Canada, but Malaysian. Who else? There's Rachel Koo. She's Malaysian, and she has like a BBC cooking show, and then she moved to Denmark. She moves to a lot of European countries and this does cooking stuff, super successful. Have you heard of Penny Arcade Expo, PAX. That's like a big sort of a mini little E3 expo where all the video games people go and announce their new stuff. There's PAX and there's PAX East. So there's two Penny Arcade Expo. Penny Arcade is a webcomic that started in the early 2000s, back when webcomics were first invented. And they did not like skyrocket until this business developer guy comes in, and his name is Robert Koo, and he's Malaysian. You know James Wan, we know Jimmy Choo, and literally all of these people are non-Malay. And now we know Michelle Yeoh. And it's not that your race is what helps you be successful. It is the circumstances that attaches to that. And so a lot of the people in my group chats are like, congratulations, Michelle Yeoh. And when I'm here going like, fucking, it's great, but it makes me sad. but you don't, listener. I know by listening to by you listening to this that you pour a lot of your support into the local scene, which helps, because the government is not going to do it. I don't foresee a way in which they will do it. One of the things that caught my eye on my timeline was how they announced how TV Tiga showed the announcement of Michelle Yeoh winning the Best Actress. It showed the presenters, and they blurred their dress. And the dress weren't particularly salacious. They're like a cocktail dress or whatever. And yeah, they had to blur it. Censorship is that thing. You know what I mean? By what you choose to censor, you sort of tell the audience that this is what you should be looking for. You get what I mean? Like, if you say these books have been banned in certain countries, if I say, let's say, if I tell you right now, there's one episode of my podcast, two episodes of my podcast that have been censored in Saudi. You are now suddenly curious to what those episodes are and where you can find them. and because the internet is the internet, you can find them. And so by blurring it, they are like choosing to not only point out the parts that the people can just Google to look at, but also they are communicating to you how badly they don't want they don't want you to find something that is very easily findable. Very weird. Okay, I lost it. let's get back to what we were supposed to be talking about. This is part two of me reviewing the alphabet. Oh my god. That's the other thing I wanted to talk about also, but I'll save that for another thing. Shout out to Michelle Yeoh. Congratulations to her. If you want to be an actor, go figure out what it is about it that you really want to do. And consider what that might mean. Talk to Anwar. Ask him why he chose to do what he does and how hard it actually is to be fulfilled in what you know in your essence that what you want to do. Thank you for supporting this podcast. Here we go. I'm gonna start talking about letters. Part two of reviewing all of the letters in the alphabet. We stopped at H. Now we're gonna come back in, get back into the rest of the alphabet with the letter I. If your favorite letter is I, I mean, I talked about how A is so basic, right? How basic A is, and how A is the best. If your favorite letter is I genuinely don't think I is anyone's favorite letter. I don't think so. If your favorite letter is I, you either don't exist, or you haven't really looked at all the other letters that are around. Because I is such a... it's an ancillary letter. It is by itself kind of nothing. It is the only... one of the few single-letter words. So congratulations on that little trophy. But otherwise, what does it do? It's a vowel, yeah. But it only works in the middle of... It can only come in the middle. Even if you say, oh no, this word is the start that I can begin with, you know, like iodine or iodine or imagination or what? Illustrate some kind of fun words like illuminate. Yeah, okay, cool. And these words are sort of like light and sort of, you know, illuminating. They're bright, they're shiny. Okay, nice. Good. Okay, cool. But I gets lost in the text of it, like in the glyph world, because the capital I looks like a lowercase l, and that's a problem. That's always been a problem. It's so much of a problem that very commonly people spoof other people's accounts using this flaw in the glyph. Like, there has been, for sure, you know, somebody who impersonate Elon Musk by going E, capital I, O, N, M, U, S, K. And that has happened billions of times, I'm sure. The spoof email, the phishing attempt email that you got probably has a capital I, lowercase l, imposter in there. That's how you know I is such a... it doesn't have like a strong enough personality. As a figure, I can just be drawn like that, like a lowercase l, or it can have those little, like that little feet and the hat to look like a pillar. But who are you kidding? Are you really doing that? It's like doing that little... it's like when you draw that little emo hair on the number one. When you draw one and you put that little emo strand of hair. Do you actually do that? Like, you know what I mean? Like, who has the time? What? No, just put one thing and then just keep going. And it's It's kind of weak. I is kind of weak. It's just one line. It's not strong. It has a, it starts a lot of good words. I'm not going to take that away from it. But as a letter, doesn't occupy space. Doesn't really, I feel like I can ignore it. In a lot of use cases, I can probably be replaced with E and you probably won't even notice. Lowercase I has that dot floating. It's the first time we're encountering a floating dot. How far away from the top of the lowercase I do you put the dot? Do you put like a dot and then I down here? Is that cool? Or you put the dot and then straight away, how's that? I don't know. What I would give as an extra point though is that the lowercase I looks like an upside down exclamation mark, which is itself its own symbol, by the way, upside down exclamation mark. That's a real symbol that the Spanish speakers use. But I'm not gonna really examine this through that lens. I don't feel great about I. It's pretty mid. Moving on. J. J is cool. It is undeniably cool. J. I don't know why, but it does. It just sounds cool. J. Like, if a guy comes to me, you're like, hey, well, you're like, what's your name? I'm J. Like, oh, cool. Nice. There's Jay-Z. There's Homer J. Simpson. There's that big J, Jeezy Creezy. You know what I'm talking about? That boy. The boy who with the guy who with the T. You know what I'm talking about. If you're a Christian. What else is J? Jehovah's Witness. That's the same. You jam with the J. J has a lot of fun words attached to it. It's full of joy. It's jovial. You know what I mean? It's a jam. It's a good jam. It's time to jam. We're jamming. Capital J and lowercase J. I think J is one of the first letters we come into where the lowercase J is like hanging. It's like a little wow, and the floating dot. Cool. It looks like an I, but with a long tail that's just hanging out. And that's cool. It's chill. The only tricky thing that happens with J is that some languages don't even, that can't even say it. Like some languages would be like, yeah, ye, or like ha, like Jesus, or like cotilla. I'm like, what happened? What happened with the J? Y'all can't put your teeth and your tongue in that position to do the j sound. You can't do it? Damn. Sad. Because it is a joy to say the letter J. J is fun. If J is your favorite letter, you're probably in the top 60%, I would say. J is a fun letter to say. It's a fun letter to see in a text. Jumbo sale. You know what I mean? Jiggy with it. It's fun. I like it. I also like it. It's not my favorite letter, but it's up there. I like J. J is cool. The curve is the only thing also. The other thing is one of those curves where you don't really know where, how to stop the curve. Does it stop here or do you keep going? Some people just add a cursive even though when they're not writing cursive. They'll be like, the J has like a little, like a little tail. Fun. J's are fun to write. They look fun. They spell fun words. Jambalaya. Jollof rice. Come on. Jalan jalan. Jokes. J is cool. I like J. Let's move on to K. Alright. K, here we go. K is one of those letters that I don't even feel like it belongs in the English language, like, natively. You know what I mean? It's odd, I think, for K to even be here. K feels like... If you remember, you don't, but I'm gonna tell you. In the Wheel of Fortune, when you go to the bonus round, they'll say, here are the six letters that are most common in the language. We're going to give you these, and then the rest, you got to figure it out, right? They have to solve it immediately. So there's six letters that are most common in alphabet. It's R, S, T, L, N, E. Right? In the Malay language, it's N, K, R, M, G, A. And K is very common in Malay so much that I almost don't recognize it when it appears in an English text. It feels like somebody... It feels like K only exists just so that Mortal Kombat can come in and just spell everything with a K to be cool. That's cool with a K, by the way. Google any lore about Mortal Kombat, they spell everything with K. Like, cut your losses with a K. Carnage with a K. K, I think the Mortal Kombat-ness of it, like where they co-opted K to mean like something grungy and rough and like, K does, right? Feel, it has the vibe because of the spiky nature of K and how open it is as a letter. Even though the sound that it makes can fully be represented with such a round and adorable letter C, that you just replace it with a K, combat with combat, suddenly it's like punk. Here's how punk K is. Okay, there's a new metal band. How metal is this band? It has as one of the lyrics of one of his popular songs. That's a real lyric to a song by the new metal band Korn with a K. And it's like, oh dang, Korn is so fucking metal, bro. But if you spell it with a C, it's a vegetable. That's how powerful K is as a letter and how so like incongruous it is to the Roman alphabet, to the English alphabet, that when you use it in place of C, it's just so fucking grungy. It can make a vegetable sound like metal. You know what I mean? That's like naming a band Potato, but with D's instead of T's, and people would be going, yeah, that's fucking metal, bro. You listen to Potato? Fuck yeah, Potato is the best. You listen to that song by Potato where the song is about the guy being abused when he was a child? It's fucking crazy. There's like crying in the background. Potato is the best, bro. It's fucking metal as shit. Korn. K. The metal and punkness of K makes it one of my top. I really like this letter because of the ability to just put it somewhere and just be so cool. I think the word punk would have a lot less power and verve behind it if it didn't have K at the end. Words with K near the end are great also. Plucky, cookie, what else? Speaking. It's cool. Clicky is fun. Clicky clacky, that's fun. Luck, fuck, oh, beautiful. But words that start with a K, kind of whatever. Sure, you're the king, you have the key, alright. Then what? You want to keep something from me? Okay, cool. And then? You mean? Okay. What? You can just be replaced with C and it's going to be fine. Or a QU. And, yeah. So, it averages out to be something that is above average, but not that great. I like K. And it is also especially bold for K to have a lowercase form that is just a longer, like, backbone, but then still the same shape. Lowercase K kind of looks like a key. I appreciate that. You know, with the same rule as how B looks like boobs, K looks like a key, and like, that's, I appreciate it. The skeuomorphic design of the letters. That's what I think about the letter K. And now, L. Ella. L has taken on this connotation to mean loser very heavily, even in the 90s, you know. The L in the forehead.
A loser.
If you remember, if you were born in the 90s, I apologize. If you grew up in the 90s and you remember that, or somebody gave you that, then okay. I mean, that would have hurt you. That would, you would have sustained some psychic damage. But now, similarly, but people just use it via text. People just go, take the L, bro. You know, people taking L's. And L has gotten that baggage on it now, which makes it a little harder to like it as a letter. But let's start to rate it on its own terms, on its own merit. L is, it loses something because of the lowercase. The lowercase looks like a capital I. We've covered that. It's not great for you to look like another letter. It was confusing, and it is open to abuse, as we've covered before with the phishing scam. But what is cool about L is that it is the name L sounds already like a cool name, like ELL, like L. Is that still a magazine? Do you know what a magazine is if you're listening to a podcast? I don't know. L, and also like Ella, and the feature that L appears in, the L appears a lot in abbreviations that we use. LOL, LMAO, LMFAO, LEL if you're nasty. L also is good for laughing, is good for lollygagging, is good for things that refer to your lips, like labial, lippy, licking. It is kind of, you know, it's not nasty, but it is like adjacent to just lips. Don't worry about it. Don't get weird. You know what I mean? Just lips. Lips and licking. Don't get weird. Lingua, language. That's L. The participation of L in like such important words, I appreciate that. However, I don't know if L has enough of a mystique to carry on over to like top tier status. It has to take an L in the lowercase department, and also in its inability to like come up as the kind of letter that can be used as a symbol strongly. Lowercase L, we have to get rid of it because it's too similar to a capital I, right? But also, the larger the uppercase L is also not great as a symbol because of its only, it is just literally just a right angle, and that's not great because it can be co-opted as a nose. It can be oriented anyway, and then suddenly people think it's a tick, or it's like a black mesa. It is not correct. It is not enough of a stability, of a stable like visage. The visual of an L is not enough by itself. The large L is so unstable, it can fall over very easily. You look at an L, you're like, this is gonna fall soon. You know what I mean? Like a good strong letter like A is so stable. Very strong. Good legs. L though, easily broken. If you've ever tried to make like a fondant letter work, or like if you ever tried to make a diorama, or like a little, you ever cut out a letter L for your art class, it's so easy to tear. And that structural integrity is lacking. And I'm sorry, L, but you gotta lose at this point. I love you, but it's a lower rung of the ladder that you have to live with. Dang. Yeah, that's the lullaby for L. Not a lot of points. A low level letter. Next is M. Ooh. Well, I like M because my name is M. Starts with M. My siblings also with M. But that's just a personal thing. Let's try to get objectivity into this. Here's why M is good. It is so stable. Arguably, maybe less stable than a capital A, depending on where the middle of the ring, of the belt how high the belt of the A stands, but M seems just so like super stable. It's so stable. You see that a lot of bridges are built with M underneath it. You know what I mean? They're arches. It is an arch shape.
It is two arches.
It is strong legs. The smaller version of an M is same. Is just M but smaller. That's, I mean, I gotta dock it creativity points, you know, even though I do love this letter so much. I'm trying to like be objective here. If you're a smaller version of a letter and you're not creative, you know what I mean? Look at how creative, like, K was cool with the key lock. J was great, but M, I have to dock it points, man. I gotta be fair. Even though, you know, internally I want to scream that, oh no, that means it's a good thing. No, it's not in this case. Sometimes M has that little sticky point, like a little handle to the, like, to the leftmost part. I don't know why that's there. I'm not sure I understand why it lives there. I feel like arches are already pretty stable. You don't need that handle. Maybe it's for storage. No, it's for like easier portability. Like, you need a handle, you're going to bring your M places, I guess. I don't know. As far as word use, oh, M is so good. It's the maximum number of words. It is the minimum also. It is a maximum, it's a mini. It's massive, but it's also minuscule. It appears a lot in measurements. Meters. The M is there, you know, in the decimal system at least, and it is mega important. It is because of how, where it lives and it ends. It is heavy in the words that are of Latin origin. You end with the M, you know what I mean? Like in your elements, for example, platinum, aluminum. You know, the M is always there at the end. M also appears as a symbol, like M and F. I think we covered this before with F, but M is the other, meaning if F is the father, then M is for mother. I almost said M is for male. Imagine there's two bathrooms and this F, that means father, and M, that means male. Yeah, that's how you learn that it doesn't allow women in this place. Anyway. Yeah, M is pretty important in that case. M is also McDonald's. That is the tastiest letter there is globally. It's everywhere, this M. You can argue that, oh no, it's unhealthy, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you don't eat McDonald's, man? If I buy you McDonald's now, you're not going to eat it? Shut up. The trademark TM, that letter, the M is also everywhere. M is just as a symbol. It appears a lot. It's easy to draw. And I like that about it. And also, it looks like titties, but, you know, from the upside down. if you are like, yeah, it looks like titties when the girl's lying down, well, no, it doesn't. You gotta actually be with a girl who's lying down, and then you tell me if they look like M. If it does, I will say, you know, congratulations. But it doesn't. Water break. M is useful. It appears a lot. It is strong as a feature, as a graphic, as a glyph. It is a strong feat, strong stance. I like it. There's not much I can say that's bad about M. It is for your mama, if you're about that, if you love your mom. It is for MMA, you know, if you're for martial arts. It is also the letter that you say without opening your mouth. In fact, you can only say it if you close your mouth. It is the letter that conveys deliciousness, right? Like that sound that is made. It is also, just put an H in between, suddenly you agree with someone. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can even like do it twice and then suddenly you disagree.
Mm-mm.
Amazing. Shout out to M. M is a great letter. I like it. But again, I got a docket points for not being super creative as far as the lowercase. So yeah, it's mid. Unfortunately, it is. I think it's on the upper tier of mid. It's like above average mid, I think. I'm being objective. But it is one of my favorite letters. It's up there. You know what I mean? So yeah, shout out to M. This message is exclusively for the people who support this podcast over at Patreon. So if you're not a Patreon supporter, just ignore this, okay? Alright, cool. Hey yo, Patreon people, what's up? I love hanging out with you guys. I do love that this club is very exclusive. You know what I mean? It's only the cool people here. I love that. Of course, there's a bunch of like videos and extra content and like behind the scenes stuff here also in the paywall, but really what I like is that only the cool people are here, you know what I mean? You guys, you people who support the podcast from as low as 5 ringgit a month over at patreon.com/pinballmonkeys. Here's the thing that I want to tell you specifically though. You know that secret thing that I was gonna work on Patreon that we have to keep secret from the regular people? Just don't tell them about it yet, okay? You're on Patreon, you'll know. I mean, we've been discussing and we've been working on stuff. You know, I show you a lot of behind the scenes stuff and, you know, it's all special and exclusive. So don't tell the regular listeners that that happens because then they'll get jealous and get weirded out. You know what I mean? Just keep it between the people in Patreon, you know? And I really like and I really appreciate that y'all are super supportive and continue to contribute to the creative output. So that's a big deal for me. Just a big thank you to y'all, but also a little shh, don't tell the regulars about this, you know what I mean? Just keep it a secret, okay? Aisha, Natra, Sarah, Faza, Arina, Aiman, Amanda, Anwar, Nighanis, Daniel, Alia, Sabrina, Mayamin, Safri, Shafiq, Zanbalik, Nick Dorville, Farid, Ilesa, Fairuz, Siti Fatima, and Lukman. Just don't tell the regulars that this is where the cool people hang out, okay? So yeah, just keep it in patreon.com/pinballmonkeys. And then once we finish the secret project, then we can give it to the regular people. Okay, yeah, that's all I want to say. Okay, thanks. All right. Now we're back. We're back to a regular message that is for everybody. Hey, hello, listener. Yeah, no, it's just me talking to some of my friends. Anyway, let's get back to whatever Moses is talking about. I wonder what bullshit he has to say this week. By virtue of coming in right after M, N seems less creative now as a noise, even, you know? It's like somebody said, hey, make the noise for the letter M. And you close your mouth, you go, okay. And then one guy's like, I have another letter. Okay, how do you say it? Say but with your tongue. Okay. They get confused for each other quite a bit. They do. I mean, you're like, no, it's clear. No, they do. First of all, because they're written so similarly. How do you write the letter N? Is you write an M, but then you stop halfway. That's how you write an N. An N is so difficult to, like, have it be itself. Like, you might argue, you know? Like, N has a strong character. You say no, you go nah. You can combine it with other letters with the N at the end. Feeling, swimming, suddenly you're doing things continuously when you put N and G together. Okay, great, cool, okay, I clap for you. But it is also debatable that you could probably replace N with M. You'll sound stupid, but it is functionally, like pragmatically, people can probably still understand you. Like if I say, I have a feeling this project is not going to go very well, but you replace the NG with M, you're like, I have a feeling this is not going to go very well. People go, huh? Did you say feeling? But they kind of get it. You know what I mean? I'm tired. I'm sleeping. You know, it's fine. Like, okay, this person is really tired. They don't even want to pronounce the word properly, but M is there. And also, like, you know, you could probably, like, mix it up a lot, like Thompson and then Thompson, you probably heard that, made that mistake before, possibly, when you're writing things down, you know, especially if you're writing N, and then your brain goes, write the better letter. Then your finger suddenly goes, eh? Oh, wait, man, that's an M. And also, N is this other letter that can open up to fraud. For certain fonts, you put two N's next to each other, it looks like an M. Stop doing this shit, bro. Stop trying to be a different letter. Like, if you can, like, N really does look like this, like the little brother to the M. Like, it really wants to be M. It's just, it's only half as good as a letter. M, I'm sorry, this, I have to sort of put N at a lower number. It is, I have to neglect it as far as numbers go, is getting a negative reaction from me. Nah. N is not that good. It is a lot of negation words with N, and M can't replace that, I understand. And negative words are valuable. But it is negative, you know? No. That's N. If your favorite letter is N, that's why I think of you. Shut up. Stop being so ridiculous. Low tier. Next letter coming in hot is... Oh, it's such a fun letter to say. Oh! It appears in so many sort of chants, you know, as a noise. You probably made the noise oh before you even know how to write oh. It appears in so many places musically. Om. Chanting, like, lyrics and sound. And it's such a fun letter to write, even. It is a circle. And it's a smaller circle. I mean, that's creativity-wise bad. We covered that. We know that already. But also, when you say oh, you have to make oh with your mouth. That is, oh, revolution. It is so fun. O is one of the funner letters that appears in the alphabet. And you can't, you know, you gotta give it points for that. It's a good thing. O can transform into a ooh sound if there's two of them next to each other. And the thing about O also, it loves hanging out with other O's. You've seen people write let's go or like moo to describe a cow noise, or cock-a-doodle-doo, and 17 O's appear. O's just chilling, hanging out. I love it. You write an O because you're drawing the mouth shape you make when you write O. But also, when you write enough O's, guess what? You just drew a bunch of bubbles. It is such an easy gateway from the rigid, practical, factory, precision world of writing letters into the creative, free expression world of drawing. Write a little bit of an O, and then suddenly your world opens up into drawing bubbles, human forms, eyeballs, I guess a boob from the front. Looks like O. You draw two O's. Maybe you're in boob town. And it's fun. Unfortunately, O as a lead role, as a lead character for the starting of the sentence, not terribly impressive. It's not a leading sort of, you know what I mean? It's not like L where you can lead a lot of things. L is classy, I know, but we're talking about O now. O is, when you start something with O sound, it doesn't sound great. It doesn't sound like something great is going to happen. Osmosis, okay. Oasis is good, right? Yeah, except by definition, oasis is something you only see when you're already in the desert. And being in the desert is not always a fun time. What is another thing that starts with O? Ottoman. Huh? Othman. Alright. Osman. Okay, these are names. What about words? Oats. Ugh, oats. Who's excited about oats? Sit the fuck down. Shut up. But, oh, in the middle? Great. Such a good feature letter. Comes in clutch, you know. Color. honor, floor, food, smooth. That ooh that comes in, ooh. Any double O that sounds that puts ooh, it just sounds great. Of course, I can't explain what book is about. Why is it book? Shut up. But smooth, yes. Move, even though it's just one O. Beautiful sound. Loo, not great, but it is British. The British do have a particular ability to take cool things and make it sound nerdy. Oops. Even oops. Oh, oops is adorable. Oh, oopsie. I just commit genocide. Yeah, but you said oopsie, so that's cute. Shout out to O. I like O. It's pretty high up there. But it won't be your favorite if you don't like cute things. You gotta like cute things if you like O. Yeah. That's how I feel about O. And moving on to the next letter in the alphabet. P. P. That's right. The letter that is also what you do in the bathroom. Welcome to P. P is also a vegetable, so that's not, you know, that's not its fault. Letters don't get to choose what words it forms, but we will be judged by those right now. P is not terribly balanced as a letter. It has the same problem as L. It is particularly, you know, persnickety and like, precarious. You might fall because it's just one little line holding a gigantic head. The lowercase is the same, except the head is now on the floor, so it's more stable. But still, P is, as a letter, I don't know, man. Physically, you're about to fall, you're precarious, you're poopy pants. But it is also an important letter because of the plosive sound. It makes words pop, like slurp, or drop, or top. And party, oh, party is a great word. Presidential, hello, right? It also is a little, can describe some pretty weak words like pissy, pussycat, or pansy, put that. These are bad. What is words bad? P, what's going on? Although P is also powerful and is pretty popular as a letter, but I think because of how it also describes the little weak words, it has to balance out. It is probably like upper mid because of the powerful plosiveness of the words and how when it appears in the middle of a word or the end of the word, it really just makes the word pop. I love it when a P appears. Popcorn. Oh, come on. The police. Scary. Popcorn, I already said. I literally just said popcorn, I think. But also very grungy punk words like puke and punch, and also some nerdy words like probability or possibility, plausibility, preposterousness, plenty of pussyfooting around. But in the middle of the word, caper, taper, topple, scrapple, apple, fun. Yeah, it's pretty, like, the more you use P's in your repertoire, the funner your sentence sounds, which I do dig. But the precariousness thing of the P only having one leg to stand on, I don't think that's easily dismissible. P also appears a lot. It makes a lot of appearances, you know, as the P, let's say, the P license if you're driving a car, which means pelajar. It appears in Malay a lot because it's a prefix. So, okay, good. Okay, congrats. I clap for you. But otherwise, yeah, it's, yeah. Upper mid, that's P. Barreling on, straight through, Q. Only because I don't want to start with Q on the next one. We're wrapping up soon. Q, man. Q, here's the thing. For some reason, I feel like Q aesthetically belongs more in the Roman alphabet than K does. It has a rounded, comfortable, sort of like cutesy shape, but it just has a little thingy to make sure that it doesn't roll off. Like, oh, if you draw an O, it's gonna roll off. It's just gonna, you know, fall and like hit some stranger in the street. That's a problem. But a Q has a leg, and that's nice. It's stable. And right now in this episode, Q has the best transition from a capital letter to a lowercase. The lowercase is now like an opposite P, but then it has a little sharp tail at the end. Oh, such a cool letter. Q is probably the coolest letter to draw. It is fun. It is like kind of, it's not super, it's not punk. It's like classy. It's like L in the classiness. What ruins Q, though, is how it almost doesn't really belong. Like, I don't understand what... why? When it's at the end of a word, it can function the same thing, the same way as K does, you know? Torque, unique, or... what other words end with Q? What is it? Huh? Is that it? Unique? Unique? Oh, peak. Yeah. So like when it ends, it can function the same function as it can work the same as a letter K. But it also has to bring two silent letters with it. Like Q, U, E has to like be together to pronounce nothing more than what a K can do. So what are you here for? Here's how bad it is. In Scrabble, it never appears by itself. It has to hang around with U. Whenever Q is in front of a word, it is true. It is always Q-U. Quote, queen. Even at the end, you know, torque, as you said before, peak, and another example that I give. And because of these reasons, practicality-wise, it's hard to like give it a high score. Q is such a cool letter to draw, and as I think that's the reason we still keep it in the alphabet. It just looks so cool. And when you add more letters to a word, it seems like the word is more expensive. You know, it makes it fancier. You know, it adds a higher level of quality. You know, when there's a higher quota of the letter Q in your words. But Q is the queen of adding extra unnecessary letters into your word. Case in point, the word Q. As in, standing in this Q, you can spell it with just the letter Q. But Q is like, can I bring you with me? Okay. U and E as well. Alright, fine. You're always hanging out. Go ahead. And then U and another E. What the fuck is this now? It's a party now, but nobody's doing any work except the word Q? The letter Q? Terrible. Functionally, practically, as a work rate-wise, bad. But I cannot deny how cool it looks. So because of that, it has to balance out. Q ends up being mid. Tragic. But if you have a Q in a word, or in a letter, or in a name even, beautiful. Shout out to Q. And that's all we have for you today, or this week. Thank you for listening in. We will continue with another part of me reviewing the alphabet. And after that, I'm going to review a bunch of other stupid shit. Hopefully... Hopefully you stick around for that. Thank you for spending your time with me. I love you. I appreciate you a lot. And I hope you have a good week. And I hope you spell things correctly. Goodbye.